Morning.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome. Hello, everybody.
From Milwaukee to Toronto, Tokyo, Madrid to the beaches of Waikiki, we are the Tastemakers, and I guess that music threw us for a loop. It's a little different than we're used to, and I guess it came up kind of...
Well, we've been traveling, kind of so we weren't in the studio last week, so we just ran a rerun, so we're back in the studio, we're back in track here, we're back to take it all in. I guess we were snoozing.
So I hope you like that new music and the new greeting there.
But, we are the Tastemakers.
Glad to have you listening today. Again,
listeners around the globe.
Again, like I said, from Milwaukee to Toronto, Tokyo, Madrid to the beaches of Waikiki, Mark.
Let's not forget Detroit and Cincinnati.
Hey, you know, the crazy thing is, one of my daughters, her best friend was in Hawaii last Tuesday. Well, for the whole week. Came home late at night, 11 o'clock, whatever, turned on the TV, A&E, and we happened to be on an episode of Storage Wars. She immediately took a picture, texted over to Whitney, and Whitney showed it to me. So when I say from the beaches of Waikiki, I'm not kidding.
Now, when Matt mentioned Storage Wars, for our new listeners who may be tuning in for the first time, Matt and I are both on season four and season five of A&E's hit series, Storage Wars. So if you're just tuning in for the first time and you're not familiar exactly who we are and what we do, one of the things we are is on Storage Wars. You get 4 million viewers every week, so when you're available on Tuesday or it's Friday, Sunday, it's kind of like Isle of Lucy. It's running all the time somewhere around the world, so throw on A&E and catch the Harris Brothers on Storage Wars.
If your schedule will permit, please do so and watch it. However, your schedule does not permit. That's what the TiVo is all about. And I don't think we're on tonight, but next week, Mark, we're on two episodes back-to-back.
I hear it's back-to-back.
8 o'clock and 8:30 Eastern Standard
Time. You know,
Pacific
that's what binging is all about. You binging. TiVo the Storage Wars episodes, and you sit there, you get the popcorn, get the family together, and sit down for some good, wholesome American entertainment. The kids love us. The geezers love us. The middle-aged love us. The teenagers love us.
Wow, you're telling
we're
me that everybody...
That's right. Our demographic is pretty much across the board. Wow. It's a good family entertainment. Get the popcorn, get the family together, and throw on A&E.
Well, that's fantastic, Mark. I'd like to start out the show before we get to talking about your vacation and you're back in the studio today. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we wouldn't be here today.
Well, that's
a fact. Big shout-out for Steamboat Soap Company.
Love it.
Makers of the Barn Bomb. I think I just saw you using that yesterday, Mark.
Well, you just saw me using it a minute ago. I've got my Barn Bomb in here with me right now.
Steamboatsoap.com. The Barn Bomb comes in an adorable jelly jar and smells great. I like that, the jelly jar.
It's lip cream.
Lip cream.
Yeah, and I've got orange spice.
Jelly jar, and it smells great. It's a mixture, Mark, of whipped body cream, organic shea butter, and essential oils.
Wow, that sounds
and get this,
good
Mark,
to eat.
Currently flying off the shelves.
Wow.
So get out there and get yourself some Steamboat Soap Company products. Get online. Check them out at steamboatsoapcompany.com or...
No, it's steamboatsoapsoap.com.
What did I say?
Steamboatsoapcompany.com.
My apologies, Debbie, who's probably in the barn as we speak, brewing up another...
Batch
of whipped body cream. And get to ranchorganics.com as well.
Also, that's ranch-organics.com.
That's correct. Gosh, boy, I guess it's been a while. A little slow today.
Can't forget the sponsors there, pal.
That's right. Well, wow. Let's start off the day, as we normally do on every Tuesday, and wish out our happy birthday greetings to all the celebrities out there.
There are a lot of them.
Always. And there's always a lot of birthdays. Number one today, Gabriel Iglesias. Do you know who this person is?
Is he related to Julio or Enrique?
He's not, but, you know, he's a comedian, heavyset Hispanic guy. He seems to be on the local KTLA morning news almost monthly out here. I don't get it. I don't think the guy's that funny. Mm. I'm not here to dog him out. I'm just saying it's his birthday.
Speaking about not
so
funny, somebody else that's not funny is this Omar Epps was on KTLA this morning.
I saw that.
Not funny at all.
Hey, how about that ventriloquist? Did you see him on there today?
No.
He stunk. Anyhow.
It's a tough market.
Very tough, but
tough
he's been doing it for 30 years.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, 30 years, and he's all across the board.
Is he playing someplace now? Is he performing in Vegas
what
or
did they
a
say?
Nightclub or something?
He's got a residency somewhere.
Oh, in Vegas?
Must be Vegas, yeah.
Probably a lounge act.
37 for Gabriel Iglesias today. Hmm. Ariana Huffington.
Oh, the Huffington Post.
Huffington Post, but they have her listed as an entrepreneur.
I like
63
that.
63 today.
Entrepreneur. Yeah, she made all her money from her ex-husband.
Of course.
Yeah.
Forrest Whitaker. Celebrating 52 candles on the birthday cake today.
Wow. He hasn't done anything serious in a while.
Since The Butler.
Oh, that's right, The Butler.
Well, that was
then
a year ago.
He had that show on that Criminal Minds spinoff a couple years ago, too.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, it was a spinoff. It was a special, he was the head of the special unit that went after serial killers.
And it was like CSI?
Yeah.
Or Criminal Minds?
Criminal Minds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he must be working on something special. I mean, like you just said, he hasn't been out for since The Butler.
Yeah.
Butler was nominated for
Best
Picture.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that long. It was just last year.
Butler was Best Picture for this year, right? Nominated?
Yeah.
All right, so that was really the show. Okay, so the movie came out at Christmas time.
I think so, give or take.
Boy, some people, if they're not constantly out there grinding it out, you forget who they are.
That's it.
Also celebrating 67 candles on the birthday cake today is Linda Ronstadt.
67, wow.
Brian Austin Green, you remember him from Melrose Place?
Yeah, what's
he's
he been doing?
He's
married to somebody.
Megan Fox, she's a beauty.
Mm.
Hottie, he's 40.
Mm.
Eddie Griffin, 45, he's another comedian.
Eddie Griffin, doesn't ring a bell.
Doesn't ring a bell?
Mm-mm.
Jesse Ventura.
Ah, former governor of the great state of Minnesota.
Former governor, former SEAL, and former wrestler.
Wow, he lives down in Mexico now.
Really?
Yeah.
62.
Hmm.
Here's
62,
one who did.
I would have thought he was older.
Here's one who looks a hell of a lot older than she is, Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, you haven't heard that she was Sly Stallone's second or mm-hmm. third wife a while back.
I know she's had drug problems in the past. She was on a couple
drug
of
drug rehab.
Yeah,
or
Dr. Drew's. How old? Anyhow, I think she looks
55.
Older.
55.
Okay, she's 50.
Hmm.
I figured she looked about 55 too. So she's 50.
Okay.
Okay. Patrick Wayne. Duke's son.
Right. Duke's son. He was in Big Jake.
How old do you think he is? Older than
I'd
thought.
I'd say 62.
74.
Whoa.
Let's see, how old would the Duke? The Duke died in 79.
Right.
And he was about 72.
Yeah.
So the Duke would be over 100.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, so he had him when he was like 26 or 27.
Okay. That's
yeah.
about right. You just don't think about Patrick Wayne being 74.
Right. I mean, he's 6 years away from being 80.
You know, speaking of which, I just saw him on the Big Jake a few weeks ago. And Big Jake was about 72, so that was 42 years ago.
So he was about 35,
yeah, okay.
36. Mm. Yeah, about right, right?
Mm, yeah.
And last birthday cake celebration today, here's somebody that when I saw his name, I couldn't even remember the last time I saw him on anything. Jan Michael Vincent.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Airwolf.
Airwolf in, what else did he do? A bunch of stuff, but...
he had drug problems, too, and I think he was in a motorcycle crash just like Gary
Busey.
He got
disfigured or something, I think, for a while.
I think he had his head bashed in.
Yeah, something bad, yeah. And then, like you said, he did have a lot of drug and alcohol problems, so
yeah.
He fell off the radar
how
for
old,
quite
how
some
old?
Time. 70.
Very good. 69.
Hmm.
Yeah, no picture was posted with him.
I think that's because of the
disfigurement?
You know, yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, anyhow, happy Tuesday, everybody. Another beautiful day in Southern California.
Traffic.
You got stuck in the traffic. I get stuck in the traffic every day.
Three accidents coming into the studio this
Yikes.
Morning, so we almost did make it. The show would have had another rerun, or you could have taken it on yourself.
Oh, boy. It's just not the same, though, with myself, buddy.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. We're a pair.
Well, Mark is back in the studio. Well, we're both back in the studio.
Back in the studio for the first time in a couple weeks.
He's just back from his annual...
Midwest annual baseball vacation trip, taking
now,
in a bunch of stops.
I got to say, Mark, one of your stops was in Detroit. I've never been. Detroit has this reputation.
Yeah.
You were there. You tap on it in just a moment, but after you came back, you were telling me how fantastic it was and bloppity blop, bloppity blop. There's a new, I guess it's a reality show out called Almost Royal about these two Brits traveling the country, brother and sister, Poppy and Georgie, and they're going from city to city, Beverly Hills, Austin, Texas, New York, and so forth. The other night, they were in Detroit. Now, after you just got done telling me how beautiful Detroit is, I guess Poppy and Georgie must have been hitting all the shit zones because it looked it looked like a war zone.
Mm.
Comment.
Well, first off, I'm going to comment on that crappy show that Poppy and
Very entertaining.
Montgomery. I couldn't last through 5 minutes of the first episode.
Funny.
It was ridiculous.
Yep.
Awful
Funny.
And bad.
Funny.
But as far as Detroit, you know, like you said, they were in a terrible part of town. You know, every city's got it. And when I came into Detroit last week, I was thinking the same thing. Everything was run down. The core center of the downtown area, I just thought everything was run down. So when we got there and saw that it was a vibrant, bright, fresh, clean, and emphasizing the word clean.
Bright, fresh, and clean?
Yeah, I was really surprised. Now, where Poppy was, I guess, again, every city's got some bad areas. I didn't see any of these bad areas in the surrounding Detroit area or the downtown area, and we were all over Detroit. We were down at the Renaissance Center by GM World Headquarters. We were at Greektown. We were at the...
Greektown?
Yeah, we were
Greeks
at the...
Greeks in Detroit?
Yeah, big, nice Greektown, just like Chicago.
Wow.
We were at the... where the Detroit Opera House is, naturally the West End. So all these surrounding areas were fantastic. So again, you know, I'm sure there's some bad areas. We were by the Hard Rock Cafe, by the Central Park area. They got there all over the place. Clean, fresh, new, neat, you know, surprising. And
did you cruise into the interior to check out the bad neighborhoods?
That no, didn't like, see like any reason for that. We had a, you know, our schedule was limited. We had certain things that we had to get to, which I'm going to do a big shout out to one of the favorite places that we went to as one of the tastemakers here. We had to discuss this great place. But yeah, for those naysayers and people that have all these negative vibes about Detroit, you know, you see, what is that?
Robocop. Well, I'm not a naysayer or a negative. I'm just going by what I've heard and pictures that I've seen.
Same here. So I'm telling our listeners around the world, forget those rumors about Detroit.
Damn.
Get to Detroit. It's a great city. You know, fabulous.
How's that GM building looking? How many stories?
72.
Wow.
GM World Headquarters, great building. It's in this what they call the Renaissance Center, which is all these new shops, restaurants, hotels, condos, all new, fresh. It's right overlooking the I believe it's the Ohio River, not the Ohio River, the I forget what the river is that goes right over into Canada. So it was, you know, great. Again, it can't say
river anything. Or lake.
It's a river. What crosses over from the from Detroit to Canada is a river.
Huh. And, thought that was a lake up there, one of the great lakes.
Yeah, there's plenty of great lakes up there. There's three of them in Michigan, but the one that crosses over into from Detroit into Canada was not. But I want to do a big shout-out and thank you to the Henry Ford, which is the Henry Ford Museum and all that and more, for extending an invite for me to attend and go through the Henry Ford. And
it's just called the Henry Ford?
It's called the Henry Ford, huh. Right. www.thehenryford.org. Now, I went into this, the Henry Ford, thinking it was going to be Henry Ford's tool shop, some of his Model Ts, some of his papers and you know, drafts and works and things of that
sketches.
Nature. Yeah, but it's all that and more. This is apparently Henry Ford was a collector, and he saw things of great beauty. He had to have them. And this Henry Ford.
Where have I heard that line before?
The Henry Ford is all over. He's got everything there. He's got the presidential cars that wore the actually the Lincoln that President Kennedy was assassinated in. They've got the this Lincoln there. They've got Teddy Roosevelt's carriage, which is, I guess, listed as the first presidential vehicle that they've still got in existence. FDR's, see, Harry Truman's, Dwight Eisenhower's. It's fantastic.
Sounds like quite the collection.
One of the more interesting, yeah, and they also have the chair that President Lincoln was assassinated in from Ford Theater, which
You're
was
kidding.
Pretty cool.
So they removed like the seat from the theater.
Yeah,
just his seat. Just
well, he only
seen?
Had the one seat. He
right,
had his own rocking chair. He had the special rocking chair that was there, and it used to be in the Ford Museum in Washington, D.C., and it's no longer there. It's in the Henry Ford. So this place was a great little hidden gem. And one of the biggest things that I enjoyed about the Henry Ford, and again, this is like an all-day thing when you go to the Henry Ford. It's not something you could just do in a couple hours. Greenfield Village. Now, apparently, again, Henry Ford was a collector. So he acquired houses from famous people throughout the country and had them moved to the Greenfield Village and had this village set up. And he's got like the Wright Brothers.
I saw something on one of those channels of Discovery or whatever about him. Yeah.
Yeah, the Henry Ford's, the Wright Brothers, their home from where they grew
Kitty
up
Hawk.
Is there. The, Thomas Edison's workshop. You go on and on to different famous people throughout the years, and he's got these things all set up like a little village. And you could also take rides in these Model Ts. Now, they must have had 10 of these Model Ts driving all over the creation, all over the town.
Were they actual original Model Ts?
Original Model Ts.
Wow.
Driving around town. They've got, the chapels with the bells chiming. They got a carousel. They've got custard, which is, Midwest has the best custard. plastered out there, and you just keep walking and walking and walking, and you've got a hole. It's Anytown, USA, with the bunting and the flags everywhere. Beautiful green grasses.
This is in the village?
This is in the village, the Greenfield Village, which is adjacent to the Henry Ford, which is – it's massive. It takes up all this land. So, I got to thank the Henry Ford for extending an invite and allowing the tastemakers to come in. I want to put it out there. It's thehenryford.org. If you are in the Detroit area, I strongly suggest that you get there. Thanks to Shauna Wilson, who represents the Henry Ford. Again, it's a hidden gem that if you don't know about it and you've never seen it, you've got to go. It's thehenryford.org, so please visit there on your next trip to Detroit.
Well, I'll make sure that I'll make a point to get there, brother.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing that. So it sounds like it was a good trip.
Good trip. One of many things that we did. The main thing was to go to the ballparks. We visited Comerica Park, which is where the Detroit Tigers play.
Speaking of the ballpark and baseball players, Mark, I know we got the All-Star game going on tonight. We had the home run hitting contest last night. Before we go into that, you want to share a little story about a certain L.A. Dodger player that you had?
Well,
I hate to say the unfortunate displeasure of the meeting last week.
One of the reasons we chose to go to Detroit this time.
Oh, by the way, big shout-out to our buddy Big Bad Rice, Big Eric Rice,
or
Elizabethton. I think he's living in Elizabethton.
Elizabethton, yeah.
In Tennessee. He's got the week off. The factory is closed today, so he's living. He's a big Dodger fan. He's listening to the show right now. But, Eric, take note. Listen to this.
Well, we were staying at the – one of the reasons we went there at this time was the L.A. Dodgers were playing the –
Detroit Tigers
on my son's 18th birthday. So, as we continued our
happy birthday, Blake.
Yeah, our annual tour of all the ballparks in the country. Detroit Tigers in Detroit on my son's 18th birthday, staying at the Westin in downtown Detroit, which happened to be, and we only found this out when we got there, that the LA Dodgers were staying in our hotel. So we were just coming back from dinner.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, how about that?
That could be a benefit.
Yeah.
A pleasure, a plus.
Back from dinner that night, and we saw there was a little barricade up in front of the hotel, and there were like five or six Dodger fans there behind the barricade. So Yeah, just about five or six. And they had their baseballs and autograph books and programs and things to get autographed. I guess these are diehard Detroit Dodger fans who were wanting to get an autograph or something. Didn't think anything of it, but we pulled up and we got there. And just as Hanley Ramirez was coming out of the hotel, and all the fans are yelling, "Hanley, Hanley, Hanley!" He comes walking out. He's got a big stogie in his mouth. He's smoking it. Didn't look at the crowd. Didn't acknowledge the Dodger fans there. Didn't want anything to do with the Dodger fans that were there. And albeit, it wasn't like a mad crowd. It was half a dozen people at best.
Ain't that a damn shame?
So then he went walking in the distance. He was waiting for a car to come pick him up to take him out to the town, I guess. But didn't acknowledge anybody was there. And that was bad enough. He got picked up and left. And at that moment, a car pulled up, opened the door. Out comes A.J. Ellis. And the other door opens up, and out comes Clayton Kershaw.
Now, so they were riding together.
Riding together. And for you guys who don't know baseball that much, Clayton Kershaw just had a no-hitter here in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, which is huge in baseball. And he's a young guy, 23, I think, or 24. My son's a huge fan of Clayton Kershaw. Crowd's yelling for him, yelling for A.J. Ellis. Nothing. No acknowledgement. Nothing.
Boy.
Went into the hotel. And so we were already headed in there anyhow, so we figured, all right, let's go in. We're not following them, but we're going in anyhow. We couldn't see them as we walked in. And then out from the corner, they came walking with their luggage. I guess they had it waiting for them because they checked in earlier or something. But anyhow, they got their luggage, and I went walking up to the both of them. They look like I'm about ready to attack them. The fear in their eyes, I couldn't understand. And I basically went up there to congratulate them on the great season, congratulate Clayton on his no-hitter,
yep.
Shake their hands, and it was almost like they didn't want to shake my hands, but I guess they had to because I had already extended my hand out. They weren't not going to shake it. But they looked at me like if I was a stalker. And here I've got my wife and my son behind me. We're well-dressed in the Westin. I don't understand. So then my son comes up to Clayton and asks him if he could take a photo with him after he shook his hand. He shook his hand. And he says, no, sorry, can't do it. And I'm thinking,
boy.
And then I said, oh, come on, Clayton. We're out here from L.A. for the game. It's my son's 18th birthday. Sorry, can't do it.
What do you attribute that to, Mark?
Well, I don't know. They refused to sign or they refused to take a picture, I guess. Nowadays, they're hesitant because they don't want certain negative social media to go. I don't know if they thought that.
You got a kid, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
18th
birthday.
Well,
he's an adult now.
L.A. fan. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, that really,
Yeah, it burns my
butt.
It
puts a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to some of these celebrities, these athletes, these fans. Come on. You're talking 30 seconds. You're talking 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So
I was very upset, and I'm thinking, I shook his hand, but again, he only shook it because he wasn't going to deny it. My hand was already extended out, so it was a real letdown because we're all big Dodger fans.
Sad story.
Yeah.
Sad story.
Well, the trip went on really good, and then we went to the Book of Mormon, so I don't know if anybody saw the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, my wife and my daughter did.
How'd they like it?
They liked it. However, my wife thought there was a little too much cussing.
Yeah, there was more than I thought.
Over the top.
It was a little raunchy at times, which
raunchy
I thought
too,
was.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting the raunch aspect.
I had no interest.
Yeah. Hey, I think the guys that do it, or that did the Book of Mormon, they did South Park or something, didn't they?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, so there was the raunchiness,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really have any deal to see it, but my son's got a couple of good friends that are Mormons, so
there you have
although
it.
It's anti-Mormon, he thought, well, he's got a couple of buddies that saw it, they loved it, and we figured, well, we're in Detroit, and it's playing at the world-famous Detroit Opera House. There's another thing, if you're going to Detroit, get to the Detroit Opera House. This is a 100-year-old gem, which is spectacular. I mean, it's got those the big columns and the pillars.
Oh,
and all the gold
historic
and
looking.
Chandeliers and everything. It's one of the other hidden gems of Detroit. So if you're going there, get to the Detroit Opera House.
I tell you, it's not on the plans, but if I do have time, if we do travel out there, I'll make a point to get out there, brother.
Yeah, you got to get out there.
Back to the baseball. So did you see the home run hitting contest last night? It was kind of like a... I mean,
kind of
I guess
a drip.
It was, what a surprise! What's his name? Poy. Was he a bust or what?
Oh yeah, he no home runs.
Home
runs.
Right.
And I gotta say about Poy. You know, we're Dodger fans out here, but gosh, this Puig, he's got to get media training. He's got to get somebody on his side. He's standing there in the interview, and he doesn't speak English.
Right.
So he's got the interpreter, which I think is outrageous. He's been here long enough. He's got to have some English.
Well, how about the guy who won the baseball?
For the second year in a row.
Yeah, he doesn't speak it either.
Yeah, I'm a little bit outraged about that. But here Puig is doing the interview. I don't know, did you see the interview he was doing?
I didn't.
A mouthful of food or something.
Yeah.
He's doing the interview, and he's smacking away on something. You got to have people with you. You got to have media training.
I agree.
You got to say, you've got to speak some English.
Yep.
You've got to do an interview without a mouthful of food.
Yep.
And then he gets up there to do the baseball. Did you see him hitting? One after another. You've got to take time with this. He's just hitting every ball that came.
Yeah, it's like he didn't care.
Didn't care.
I saw him last year when he was presenting at the ESPYs, and that's right, when he was just becoming, introduced to the world. But he couldn't even speak last year. And I'm hoping a year later he's a little better, but according to you, he's not.
A mouthful of food.
Speaking of the ESPYs, they're on tomorrow night. Great show, great talent. And
that's another thing about the ESPYs being tomorrow night. I'm surprised. You just had the World Cup just ended.
Yep.
Then you've got the All-Star Game, and then the next day's ESPYs. Give a week or so for the ESPYs.
Or at least an extra day.
Yeah.
I mean, because if there's somebody that's coming out, I mean...
If you're coming back, there's probably some people from the World Cup.
At least an extra day. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason they couldn't do it a week later, but you got to give him at least an extra day.
And then the next day, you've got the British Open, so it's just too much back-to-back.
What are your thoughts on Drake hosting it?
I got to say, I like Drake.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he was good on Saturday Night Live.
Real good.
So I got no beef with him. I think he's a good host, and kudos to him.
Do you remember who hosted last year?
Mm-mm, no.
Yeah, me
Wasn't it Seth Meyers? Or Seth?
Seth. He's hosting the Emmys this year.
Okay, then it wasn't. I got it mixed up with the Emmys.
Yeah.
But it was somebody who I think was irrelevant, really, and really didn't bring anything to the show last year.
But Drake is, he's a good, he's one of those guys that could sing and act at the same time, and twice as talented, which is excellent. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think he can carry his own.
Yeah, would like to be attending that one. We're not, how are we doing on our parties? Any response yet?
No updates as of yet.
I know we were reaching out to see about getting to a couple events. Nothing yet, huh?
No.
Will you stay on that?
Okay.
Hey, speaking of the World Cup, hey, big shout out to Germany, huh?
I guess,
Boy,
yeah.
Did Brazil take the bathwash or what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were a favorite to win, or at least be in the finals. But the last game prior to their consolation game, which is kind of ridiculous, a consolation game, two of their star players both injured. So you take two of the key players out, and what's going to happen? I remember back in 1988 when the Lakers were sweeping through the playoffs, winning every game, I think. They went undefeated. Then right before they were supposed to play the Detroit Pistons in the finals, Magic pulled a hamstring. He was out for the... remainder of the finals, and we were swept in the finals. So that just goes to show you, when you lose a key component like that, forget it.
Yeah.
But big shout out to Germany. And what you said, Tom Brady was down there for the game?
Tom Brady was there. LeBron was there. There were a couple other ones that were there. So
Hop on a plane flying down to Rio for a couple days for the I know Kobe was down there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hey, how about LeBron? Big shout out to the city of Cleveland.
I don't get it.
Well, did you hear or did you read his letter that he?
No, I heard about it, but I didn't really see anything about the letter.
Oh, but you didn't hear it read?
No.
Oh,
no.
Fantastic.
No.
He wrote it together with a Sports Illustrated writer, but just a fantastic piece of writing. In fact, one of my sports guys I listened to, Colin Cowherd on ESPN Morning Radio, he was almost in tears. And not only was he almost in tears as he was listening to it being read, he went one step further to say that is the best letter he has ever read.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
How about that, huh?
Hey, let's do a quick shout-out again to our sponsor for the show, because if it wasn't for Ranch Organics...
Yeah.
And our friends at Steamboat Soap, we would not be here to do the show. So the website is steamboatsoap.com or ranch-organics.com. They make this stuff fresh daily at Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Their product can be found online. Could also be found at Anthropologie stores around the country and in London, England.
Wow.
Let me apply some of my lip cream right now.
Oh, that's right. That is lip cream.
Lip cream.
Whipped cream.
Sounds like whipped cream, right?
Yeah, whipped cream. It sure is a neat looking little jar or bottle or whatever you want to call it. Hey, speaking of shout out to sponsors, right on, bravo to Ranch Organics and Steamboat Soap. But we have to talk about an event we didn't get a chance to talk about a couple weeks ago. We did the BET Experience.
The official two-day BET Experience gifting suite.
And before we go into much detail about that, we have a couple of our events coming up. One of them we're doing for the Emmys. We just signed on a new client, and I want to share some information about
them. Two new clients today.
That's correct. Yeah. T-Sleeve.
I love the way that sounds.
T-Sleeve.
And it's great for people who love tea. I know your daughter loves tea, doesn't she?
Yes, we're a tea household.
Yeah.
T-Sleeve is the brand new patent-pending disposable tea bag pouch. Boy, that's a mouthful. And post-steep squeezer. It's for folks who want to enjoy a mess-free cup of tea on the go. That's right, mess-free cup of tea on the go. T-Sleeve solves the problems, Mark, of what you do with dripping and messy tea bag and sticky fingers post-steep.
Wow.
So,
and they got a great website, too.
They do. So you want to get out there and you want to check out T, that's the letter T, sleeve.com for tsleeve.com, the brand new patent-pending disposable tea bag pouch. So
looking forward to having them in our gift bag.
I think they're actually going to send us a box or two for the office.
Great.
So looking forward to trying that. Looks cool, great website, great product, and just signed on today. So welcome on board, T-Sleeve. Look forward to having you on board.
Wow,
back
great.
To the BETs. Now, that was a hell of an event, wasn't it, Mark?
What about Beantown?
Yeah, I was going to say Beantown for later, but okay, let's talk about Beantown. Beantown Bedding, another client that just signed on with us for the Emmys as well. They're going to be involved with the Emmy gift bag. Beantown Bedding. They got to be from Boston, right?
I would think so.
Beantown Bedding. They're the pioneer, Mark.
Pioneer
of the disposable textile category. They are a Boston-based, there you go, Boston-based company founded in 2011. It's a laundry-free linen brand. How about that? Laundry-free linen brand. And it's a new concept in bedding. Sheets that never need to be washed after days or even weeks of use.
Wow.
How about that?
Great.
They simply can be discarded because they are biodegradable. These sheets are perfect for overnight getaways, camping, and college, or for traveling. So get to beantownbedding.com check out this new disposable bed sheet.
Sounds different.
Welcome on board Beantown Bedding and T-Sleeves once again. Look forward to having you in the event. Great event coming up. Still 5 weeks away, but before we go there, let's talk about where we've been a couple weeks ago with the BET Experience. And I got to say, was that not an experience?
It was really something. First we'll say thank you to BET Networks for giving us the opportunity to participate. Paxton Baker, congratulations on your new role. Thanks, Paxton Baker, for the great seats at the BET Awards and for the BET Private Luxury Suite afterwards Staples Center for the
Mary J. Blige concert. We were invited to the after party. It was at the private BET Suite, completely hosted bar, along with a wonderful dinner buffet. which was steak and shrimp, and boy, was that good
open
stuff.
Open bar.
Top shelf, yeah. Open bar,
yeah.
In the private suite that was able to hold, I think, 30 people. So big shout out to Paxton Baker.
And BET Networks.
And the BET Networks.
And Christopher. Chris Worthy, thanks so much for having Wild Creations come back for the second year to participate in the great events.
But was that an experience, Mark, or what?
You know, we have a strict list of celebrities that can come into the lounge provided to us by BET.
Not only did we get a list, we had photos to accompany the names.
Yes, yeah, so make just sure there's no sure shenanigans.
But shenanigans still took part.
We had the LAPD there and two security guards, one of which was a former Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
And there were still
this
people.
Guy was hardcore.
He had his handcuffs. He had his
little
knocker,
peacemaker thing. This guy was hardcore.
Yeah, and you know,
real
with
pro.
All this in place, you still had the people that had to get into this gifting suite.
Well, let's just say this was the BET experience, and we're dealing
it
with a lot
experience.
Of rappers,
yeah.
A lot of rappers, a lot of that hip hop crowd.
Yeah,
and
it
I
was
guess,
an experience. It
I
was
guess
a BET
we all know
experience.
What comes with that. I like it. I enjoy it. I dig it. Not knocking it, but you know what I say when I'm saying hip hop.
We had some great stuff inside the gifting.
This was one of our best.
Yeah, we had the heads, Bose and Monster headsets, which these the gold Monster headsets go for about $400 a pop.
Yeah,
and I mean,
they were comparable to Beats. Actually, they're pricier than Beats, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We had Keurig, the coffee maker.
Yep,
which was fabulous. We had
Sugar Shack, Sugar Factory, located in Las Vegas and Hollywood Boulevard.
Where they set up all their candy, and you just
fantastic.
Get the bag.
Fantastic. I just had to throw out finally yesterday, Mark, some of my candy. I had about 4 pounds of candy I went home with.
Yeah, we pitched that, too, because we had to. We
I was eating
too much
of it.
Yeah.
But fantastic display. The presentation was excellent.
Yeah.
And nonstop eating.
Yeah.
We had Celestial Tequila. Fantastic. Not only were they gifting, they were pouring. And let me tell you, Matt Harris is a big tequila fan, and I could not get enough.
Yeah.
Trying to work throughout the day, but when the tequila is flowing, it's very difficult for this kid here himself to pass on that.
But it's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And we had the shoe brand, the women's shoe.
Max Freeman? Max Freeman, I believe, yeah.
Max Freeman giving out, a $250 gift certificate.
And what was the name of that photo booth that was giving out those...
Flips.
No, Flips was the audio...
Right, but there were also flips.
Where did I put
it? It was a miniature...
flipbooks.
Yeah, those flipbooks.
Oh,
that you buy
gosh,
like
is
at
that
the,
great?
Hey,
you know what? We should see about having them in our industry.
I pitched them.
Oh, did you already?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure we'll hear back from them.
Yeah, they do business with one of our competitors, remember?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that, yep.
However, I still sent something along to them. But that was
a
fantastic
thing.
It took 7 seconds of filming, and within 5 minutes, they put it into a little... Book. Like 1 inch by 2 inch by 3 inches, and it's a flip book of you with a background of your choice, whether it's Hollywood, whether it's Las Vegas, whether it's the red carpet, it's nightlife somewhere. It takes 7 seconds of filming, it takes 5 minutes, to put the book together.
Yep.
Fantastic. Then we had ISO Beauty, which was giving out $250 flat irons.
Nicki Minaj had her new little alcohol thing, which kind of reminded me of a wine cooler.
Yeah, it was.
I forget the name of it though.
It was like Mix, I think. MIXX.
What was first, Bartles and James or the Cactus Cooler? Or California Cooler, I should say. I mean, California Cooler.
I think California Cooler was the first.
Yeah.
One.
Okay.
Bartles and James, I think it's still around actually.
Okay, I don't know.
But yeah, California Cooler was the first one.
Yeah. But she
yeah, this
she
was like her, a, this was like a wine cooler
her, yeah
and the thing was called Minx M-I-N-X
yeah. Oh, and also there was freshdiet.com. They were giving out a
week supply
of food. Now we've started our family
how was
started,
it Mark
not, so far we haven't had good reviews about it, and then last night the guy pulls up they pull up it, it's
the guy
a, it's
up.
A weekly
oh did he come out last night for the second night in a row at the same time
yeah but he comes he parked in the almost was in the middle of the street and had his tunes cranking. He opens the door
what time
and, 9:45 last night. Kind of creepy.
Wow.
They bring it at that hour but they want you to have it in the
fresh.
Morning. Yeah. And this is one of those food services where they bring out the food for you. It brings out a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a hors d'oeuvre and a dessert, and you pay for this service. And it comes out, 7 days a week, if you or for 30 days, but you have to pay for this thing. And the cheapest program, it starts at $600 a month, and it goes up to $1,400 a month. And there's a lot of restrictions and things that bring the adjust the
how
prices.
How much a month?
It starts at $600. That's the inexpensive one.
That's the inexpensive
that's
one.
That's for 30 days
so that's,
of three meals.
That's $150 a week.
And that's the least expensive.
So it's like $22 a day.
And that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
For $22 a day.
Well, but the food is at
best. Is it like healthy stuff?
No, it's just regular foods.
Hmm.
And it's at best. I won't mention the name of the company because I'm not
you're
bragging
not
about
it. Yeah.
We've had it for 2 days already, and it's
I got one of the gift cards too. I haven't. Should I?
Carrie would like it.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Well, you guys don't like it.
I haven't had it. My wife has had it.
How does it look? The quality?
They're in like little Tupperware things.
Does it look good?
I haven't really examined it that much because yesterday I was gone. You know, most of the day, and then. The breakfast and lunch was already gone, and then the dinner. I'm not sure if she had the dinner or not, but not a lot of pro talk about it. So,
The gift
suite was fantastic.
Nonstop with people trying to get in, even though they weren't on the list and they had a VIP pass.
Yeah.
And this happens sometimes when you do an official event.
Yeah.
People have a VIP pass or an all access pass. They think that entitles them to absolutely everything, which
including
it does,
the gifting
except
suite.
For the gifting suite. Special credentials are needed for that. We had people coming in, and like Mark said, we had LAPD in the lounge as well. Somebody came in with a basketball player, Baron Davis.
He couldn't make it in, so he sent one of his attachés to come in and get the bag for him. And we went back and we told the guy, you can't if you.
But Baron Davis
wants
did.
To,
he
right.
Did come, yeah.
We said you want the gift bag for Baron Davis. Baron Davis has to come back. So Baron Davis, those of you who don't know him, he was a former Clipper. If Baron Davis wants the gift bag, he's got to come himself to get it. So 10 minutes later, here he comes, storming
all wired
into the
up. He was all wired up too.
Oh, he was angry. He was very angry because he says, all right, I'm here now. Where's my gift bag? Because he was upset. He didn't want to come in to get it. He just wanted the gift bag delivered to him. And we said, you have to come in. And he came in, and he was fuming. But we got to give him, we gave him a gift bag. And
well, we gave him the gift bag. How about the guy that was with him, though?
Yeah.
That we said he would, we were in this particular gift lounge, only talent.
Yeah.
That is it. No buddies, no wives, no husbands, no agents, managers, publicists, just the talent. This guy came in and he wouldn't take no for an answer. The police couldn't even get him out. How that happened, I don't know, but he continued through the lounge and he still got gifted. So that's kind of upsetting and disturbing to see something like that happen.
It is. And back to Baron Davis, when he did leave, he did apologize for being so rude and obnoxious.
Yeah.
So, at least that was something.
Yeah, that is good. And then we had a couple other people trying to sneak in and the cops actually were threatening to arrest somebody for trespassing.
Yeah.
And I mean, the cop is in this guy's face for 5 minutes, and he's even telling him, we're going to arrest you. And this guy was still staying cool. We had a huge duffel bag. That's what we were providing all the invited guests with to carry off all their goodies. And he had the duffel bag. I don't know how he got it, but he snuck in. He had the duffel bag. But finally, the cops got him to go. They finally scared him off when they said, we're going to arrest you. But even then, he was still cool as a cucumber.
Right, right. So
that was a two-day event, and very, very long day, very busy. Had some great talent that came through, some real big names, but just a long day. 2 days, but great way to end it, like Mark said, with the admission to the show. We had fantastic seats, and then the after party.
Yeah, so that was great. So that's BET, and I want to put a big shout-out to the Chris Everett organization based in Boca Raton, as Matt and I, and WA Creations is coming back to Boca
third year
in November for our third year to provide the official celebrity VIP swag bags for the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament taking place in Boca Raton in Delray Beach Tennis Center. It's in November. The website is chriseverett.org. Thanks, Miriam. If you're listening, we do a big thank you to you and Chris Everett for allowing WA Creations to come back. This is the 25th anniversary for the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament, so this is going to be bigger and better than ever.
Wow.
We've got some great celebrities that we were briefed on yesterday who are attending. We can't officially announce them as of yet because they haven't officially 100% confirmed they're participating, but if they are, this is going to be one heck of a year.
And didn't we already secure a premium?
We did a vacation package. We secured a vacation package that will be included in the gift bags. It's all expense. Well, less the air travel, 3 days, 2 nights in a luxurious Dominican Republic
all-inclusive
resort. All-inclusive. It's eco-friendly. By the way, did you watch The Bachelorette last night? They were in the Dominican Republic?
Hell no.
Okay, it looked great.
Did it?
Yeah.
I've got my gift certificate already. I've been wanting to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
Carrie wants to go as well. I know you have no interest in going.
No, I'd like to go. I absolutely like to go.
Huh.
But
I gave up on The Bachelor, though.
Yeah.
Isn't next week the finals?
Next week is The Bachelor. The guys tell all.
Hey, did you hear, speaking of The Bachelor, anyhow, big shout out to the Dominican Republic. Big shout out for Chris Everett. Didn't watch Bachelor last night, but I did see something on TMZ last night about Juan Pablo.
Oh.
He was in a nightclub in Miami with, he's evidently not with that girl anymore.
Of course. No, I mean, there's no girl because he did not propose.
Right. But there was still an item.
No, they weren't. He didn't propose. They weren't together at all.
Well, they weren't getting married, but he didn't.
They weren't together. After the show ended, that was it.
Huh.
She thought he was a big a-hole because he did not
want
to. Yeah. He did not propose to her. She didn't want anything to do with him.
Oh, yeah. So he was in a Miami nightclub last night. All kind of broads all over him.
Of course. He's
Juan Pablo. Oh, looks like fame did well for him. He's going to be in another reality show about couples.
Yeah, see, he's a jerk, and people like the villain.
Actually, he's got the girl from The Bachelorette is on the show with him.
I don't know about that.
The one that he chose is on. It's called Couples Therapy. Yeah.
Oh, I heard about this reality show. Yeah, there's a couple. Who else was in it? Who else was in there that I thought? Wait a minute, they're not even having disagreements. Oh, the original Bachelors that got married.
At
the Ritz Carlton in Palm Springs.
I saw that last week. That show looks terrible.
It does, but I thought the show was for the married reality.
That's a different one, Mark. That's a different one.
Oh,
what you're talking? It's not couples therapy. It's about couples, but it's not therapy.
But with problems though. It's reality show couples that are having marital problems.
And then this big two story
mansion.
I saw it.
Yeah, they're in it.
I saw it. Uh-huh. I saw them, and I thought first thing I thought was I didn't think those two did anything, any shows. Remember how, I mean, what's his name? We met him a couple times. He didn't want anything to do with TV in the first place after he got off The Bachelor.
Right.
But to see them on that show was
I didn't know
surprised.
They were having problems. Because they always make it seem like they're the perfect couple.
That's not a therapy one.
The show I'm talking about, Matt, with the guy, with the couple.
I saw last week.
Yeah, it's a reality show, couple therapy, that they're trying to save the marriages. And when I saw this a couple weeks ago, I'm thinking, I didn't even know their marriage was in trouble.
Like I said, I saw it last week, and it didn't look like a therapy show to me. It just looked like a couple show.
It's a therapy show.
I mean, I saw it last week.
It's reality stars having problems trying to save their marriage.
Okay. If you say.
I say.
But, they look pretty happy in it, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't understand what they're doing on the show.
Yeah, but Juan Pablo, he is with on another show called Couples Therapy with the woman that he chose from The Bachelor. Boy, was he a putz. So this one girl in The Bachelorette, she's already left her job as an attorney in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, she resigned. But what I heard yesterday was she asked for her job back. So I don't know what that means if she's not taking one of these two guys and she just wants to go back. But
it's more entertaining to me when they don't choose him.
Yeah, absolutely. But even when they choose them, you know it's not going anywhere.
So you're still watching that show, huh?
Yeah. Well, actually, the last few episodes and the last few seasons, we've been saying, this is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, we watch it, though. That's what it is.
What's that going to be replaced by with?
Bachelor in Paradise.
What's that?
It's the new one. It's a spinoff of the knockoff of the Bachelor Pad. It's Bachelor Pad in Paradise.
I like the Bachelor Pad. I know we worked on. Did we work
two of them?
Two? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Bachelor in Paradise, and it's Bachelor Pad at the beach.
Bachelor Pad.
I don't know if it's in Hawaii or where it's at, but it's Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, I did like the Bachelor Pad.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, when we were speaking of the Bachelor, when we were doing the BET experience a couple weeks ago, we were breaking to have some lunch, and somebody that looked like a homeless person with a beard. Came up to us and says, "Hey, guys, I'm Pete the Bachelor, remember?" So I Googled Pete the Bachelor, and the pictures came up. He didn't look familiar.
It was about 5 years ago, I think.
So in any event, he met us when Mark and I did the gifting for the Bachelor wedding for Jason and Molly about 5 years ago, but I couldn't recall him. He looked like a hobo.
Yeah.
Guys, it's me, Pete the Bachelor. Not Pete Smith, Peter Jenkins.
Pete the Bachelor.
Pete the Bachelor.
And I don't think he was the Bachelor. He was on the Bachelor.
I think he was eliminated early.
Yeah, he wasn't the Bachelor.
Nah, he was eliminated. He was eliminated early.
Jeez.
But like that franchise. But so The Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise. That starts in 1, 2, 3 weeks.
What were your thoughts on that new reality show about the beauty pageant?
Oh, Game of Crowns.
Terrible. I watched it last night.
Yeah. I forgot how it ended. I completely forgot how it ended. How did it end? Do you remember?
I didn't see the ending. I couldn't get through it all.
Yeah.
But it was just terrible. I mean, we're into the pageants because we judge many, many different pageants.
We judge them and we gift them.
Yeah.
It's our business.
Yeah. So, but this was for the Mrs. category, and they're all older.
Well, I mean, they're misses. The misses are in their 40s, and they're married with kids.
You can be married in your 20s. One of them was like in their 20s.
If you're in your 20s, you're not going to be doing the
misses. One of them was very, very heavy set. One of them looked like she was in her 60s.
But not the main ones, though. The main ones that are on there all look pretty attractive.
I don't think
any
of them
looked
that attractive.
Out of the 25
that one that had the breast cancer?
Oh yeah, she's a
yeah, and she won like a 2011.
Yeah.
And she looked like she was 50.
Yeah.
And she didn't look that good. She looked like she was pinched and tucked for sure. Yeah. Speaking of which, have you seen that show Botched on E?
Just that one with the first episode.
Boy, it's amazing how many of these people get this plastic surgery and how so many of them are addicted to it.
Yeah.
I mean, just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, the reality shows that are coming on is, it's really... It's out of control.
Hey, how about The Strain? Did you see The Strain?
I did with it. I'm going to watch it. How
you
was
still haven't
it?
Seen it?
No, I was watching last night.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. But I think, you know, the whole vampire thing again, now all of a sudden New York City is going to be infested with vampires and it's going to be like no way to stop them.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, I mean, there was some good violence. I liked the concept to a point, but it's already moving too rapidly, in my opinion.
Too rapidly?
Yeah, I mean, it's starting...
Why did it move fast, though? What do you mean?
No, it's spreading. I mean, there's going to be...
Oh, the Strain.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be...
Well, I think in the original promos, they were saying in 1 week, New York City falls,
oh,
in
okay.
3 weeks, the U.S., and yeah. in a month or whatever, the world.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's...
Going too fast?
Yeah.
And how do you catch the virus? Do you have to be bitten, or is it...
Yeah, they're vampires.
Oh, so
there's no virus. It's vampires.
Oh, it's just vampires.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's when the plane lands, there's an actual coffin in there.
Okay.
You know, with the soil and everybody that was found dead on the plane. Well, I won't tell you. You haven't
okay.
seen it yet.
All
but
right. Plus, our viewers may not have seen it yet.
Yeah. Well,
hey, let's do a big thank you and a big shout-out again to our main sponsor here, RanchOrganics.com and Steamboat Soap Company. You know, if it wasn't for Steamboat Soap Company, we wouldn't be here.
And looking forward to seeing some more of their product. They're going to be participating. Debbie is going to be coming out for
5 weeks from Saturdays, our Emmy Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. And so we look forward to our 25 brands coming on board, including Debbie
yeah.
and Ranch Organics.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So I don't know if you mentioned, Matt, that we're on two episodes of Storage Wars next week.
I did
week.
Briefly. We're not on tonight, I don't believe, but next week we're on two episodes. So next Tuesday, 8 o'clock and 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, so make sure you catch 8 that.
8 o'clock and 8:30 on the A&E Network. Do you know which episodes they are?
Yeah, it's the Shining and
oh, okay.
And the Stealth.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I like
great.
Them both, but hell, I like them all.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
That's
how could
week.
You not,
but,
right? That's
and, then, we got our Emmy event coming up in a couple. Oh, hey, Thursday, we're off to Del Mar, opening day.
Oh, geez, we forgot to mention that, yeah.
Big shout-out to who's the marketing company that invited us down there. But in any event...
Yeah, we've never been to the opening.
Oh, yeah, Meads Durkett. Well, thank you very much for the invitation. Opening day for Del Mar. We do the Kentucky Derby every year. Del Mar is only 2 hours away, and we have never been.
45,000 people expected for opening day.
And it's supposed to be equal to the Kentucky Derby as far as fashion, hats, and yeah. And so forth are concerned. So very happy to be attending. Thank you so much, Meads Durkett, for the invitation. We also got invited to the
Cabana Party.
The Cabana Party, whatever that is. I don't know, but great passes.
Yeah.
You saw our credential.
Yeah,
I know you
credentials.
Like credentials.
I love the credentials.
So, really looking forward to that on Thursday. It's
we'll
all
give
day
a detailed
description
briefing,
and
probably
rundown.
Half the show next week about the Del Mar opening day.
Isn't that a celebrity great. Thing, too? Don't they have a bunch of celebrities?
Oh, I'm sure there are, yeah.
Hey, do we have access to the red carpet?
I don't even know if they have a red carpet. We need to look into that.
Look into that.
Yeah, because we're going quasi as celebrities and as press. So,
as tastemakers.
Right, the tastemakers. So,
in fact, the tastemakers are on our actual credentials.
Yeah, which is great. Which is what you're listening to right now, people around the world. This is the Tastemakers Radio Show on
fantastic.
WWWLATalkRadio.com. And again, like Matt said, we're on two episodes next Tuesday night on the A&E Network of Storage Wars, two of our favorite episodes. Now, if you people want to follow us and listen to us and see what we got going on all the time, you got to friend us on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/ Wow Creations. We're updating it constantly every day. We've got pictures of where we've been, what we're doing, listing of who we're meeting and all our activities and everything. So you've got to friend us on Facebook and Twitter. We have, you've got to do twitter.com/ Wow Hollywood. And, you know, you'll see our tweets every day. We're tweeting. So go there and see what's happening every day with the Harris Brothers, Wah Creations, the Kings of Swag, the Tastemakers. Also, we're on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more of our business social media where we go to more details on the business aspect of what we're doing. We're also on MySpace. Believe it or not, we got a MySpace account. We're in Flickr. We're
yeah,
in Pinterest.
Believe it or not is right.
We're across the board. And then every Tuesday here at 10 a.m. on LATalkRadio.com, you can listen to our 50-minute talk about our brands, our events, people we've met, restaurants we've gone to, travel we've done. It's a great entertaining program. We are also writing a column which should be out new shortly about our new column for the Fine Lifestyles magazine, which is our you know, we do it bimonthly, about, again, all our activities, our
and
actions.
Also, and this Saturday, Mark, we were invited, I'm not sure how we could swing all this stuff, but Saturday we were invited to the LA Kiss game. That's right, the indoor football team for Los Angeles, LA Kiss, invited to that at the Honda Center. Also, we're invited to the closing ceremonies and the closing party for the Latino Film Festival in downtown LA. So if you guys are out and about and if you're at the Honda Center and you see us, stop by, say hello. If you're walking the streets of downtown LA, well, actually, I'm not even sure where the party is on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you see us at the Latino Film Festival, stop on by and say hello.
Also, go visit our website at WowCreationsMedia.com. And again, it gives you an overview of who we are, what we've been doing since 2004, upcoming events, pictures of all the celebrities, politicians we've met in the past. If you want to drop us an email, we're WowCreationsMedia@gmail.com or WowCreationsMedia@yahoo.com. So there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of us.
Busy, busy, busy.
Our office, our corporate office, is in beautiful downtown Glendale.
World headquarters, Mark.
World headquarters. So in the meantime, keep listening to us here on the radio every Tuesday. Watch us on Storage Wars. Oh, wait, yeah, watch us on Storage Wars on Tuesday. Radio show on Tuesday.
Busy Tuesdays.
Yeah. So go out and have some fun. Thanks for listening.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.